פרק י' פסוק א'. שמעו את הדבר אשר דיבר אדוני אליכם בית ישראל. Listen to the word that Hashem spoke to you, the house of Israel. פסוק ב'. כה אמר אדוני אל דרך הגויים אל תלמדו ומאותות השמיים אל תחתו כי יחתו הגויים מהמה. It said, Hashem, do not learn from the ways of the Goyim. Do not be frightened by the signs of the heavens, because the nations are frightened from them. Otot HaShamayim seems to me, the signs of the heaven seems to be that there is astrological signs that the nations of the world base their lives upon. And the Jewish people are told, "En mazal Yisrael," we are not to fear the astrological signs that the non-Jews fear and follow. Pasuk Gima. Ki hokot amim hevel hu, ki etz miyar kerato maase yedeharash b'maatzad. Ki hokot amim. Practices of the nations, hevel hu, are foolish and vanity. If this is to go back on the previous pasuk of Otot HaShamayim, this would seem to indicate that not only is the astrological signs forbidden, but there seem to be folly and foolishness, hevel. This would fit nicely with the opinion of Harambam that all astrological signs not only are forbidden to the Jewish people, but they're also nonsense and we don't have to be believed that they actually work. Alternatively, it could also, this Hokot Ha'amim Hevel Hu, could follow the end of the Pasuk, which is talking about the Avodah Zara. Ki etz miyar kirato. That the Goyim worship a piece of wood that was cut down from the forest. Ma'ase yedei harash b'ma'atzad. It's fashioned by a artisan with an axe. Pasuk dalet. B'kesef u'b'zahav yiyapehu b'masperot u'b'makafot Yahazakum Velo Yafik. They beautify it with silver and with gold, and they strengthen and fasten it with nails and hammers, so that Lo Yafik, so that it won't come apart and fall down. It needs to be fastened. Pasuke Kitomer Mikshahem Velo Yedaberu Naso Yin Nasu. כי לא יצעדו. אל תראו מהם, כי לא יעראו וגם היטיב אין אותם. So the Navi compares the Avodah Zarah כתומר מקשהם, a sculptured palm tree. Although it is, the Radak says, although it is tall, it is absolutely and totally lifeless. The Dat Mikra adds that these were used almost like a scarecrow of those times to force to scare away the birds. So it's like the birds fear it, although it has no life whatsoever. Like the Avodah Zarah, that people fear it, although it has no life, it cannot do anything. Nasu yinasu, they have to be carried. Ki lo yitzadu, because they cannot walk. Al tiru mehem, do not fear them. Ki lo yareu, they cannot do evil. Vegam hetiv en otam, and they have no benefit. They have no ability to do good. Pasuk vav. Me'en kamocha Adonai gadol ata vegadol shimcha bigvura. To compare the havdil for the Avodah Zarah, Kadosh Baruch Hu is unlike the Avodah Zarah. Because he is great. Me'en kamocha Hashem. There is none like you. To contrast the Avodah Zarah to him. Gadolata, you are great, Begadol Shimcha, and your name is great, Begvura, in power and might. And the Mefarshim create this distinction between what is him and his name being great. Some of Mefarshim explain that him is not knowable, but his name represents what we do know about him, what he makes known to us, and they're both great. Barbanel explains that Hashem himself is the, for the Jewish people, that we experience him, and when we talk about his name, that is what the Goyim know about him, what they just hear about him. Pasuk Zayin. Milo yira'acha melech ha-goyim, ki lecha ya'ata, ki b'chol achme ha-goyim, u'b'chol malkutam, me'in kamocha. Who does not fear you, the king of the nations? For this befits you. The ki lecha ya'ata, this befits you. The Radak says it is kingship. Being a king is that befits you. Yerabar Banel is what befits you is that all should fear you. Ki b'chol achmei ha'goyim chol mahutam me'in kamocha. Amongst all the wise men of the nations and all their kingdoms, there is none like you. Pasuk het. Uba'ahat yiv'aru v'yichsalu musar havalim etzu. They are uniformly foolish and stupid. And Pasuk says, Musar havalim etzu, because they are punished. Musar, they receive punishment for vanity and a tree, meaning Avodah Zarah. Alternatively, Musar havalim can be also when the vanity, which is all the gold and silver that's used to adorn it, is removed. Musar, it is removed. It's left with nothing but its. It is nothing. When you remove all of the excesses, it's still just a piece of wood. Pasuk Tet. Kesef meruqa mitarshish yuva v'zahav meufaz ma'aseh harash v'idei soref techelet v'argaman levusha ma'aseh hachamim kulam. So the Pasuk describes that it takes wisdom and craft to make all of these idolatry, and he describes it, right? Beaten silver brought from Tarshish, gold from Ufaz, the work of an artisan and the hands of a goldsmith, Tchelet and Agaman, turquoise and purple, are their raiment, all of them is the work of skilled craftsmen. But Vadonai Elohim Emet, Hu Elohim Hayim Umelech Olam, Mekitzpo Tirash Haaretz, Velo Yachilu Goyim Zamo. Again, contrasted, Hashem is a true God. He is a living God, as opposed to the, contrasted to the, they have no life for the Avodah Zarah. Umelech Olam, a king of the world, eternal king. Mikaspo tirash haaretz, from his anger the earth trembles. Velo yachilu goyim zamo. And the nations can't bear his anger. What we see here, back and forth with these psukim, and we'll continue to see, is that the Navi continues to go back and forth between the futility of Avodah Zarah and the greatness of Hashem, and it's continued to compare. At this point, most Mefarshim believe that we're introducing a letter that Yirmiyah has written to the Jews in Babel to respond to the influence that the idolatrous nations are having to try and convince the Jewish people to follow Avodah Zarah. And so the first Pasuk is written in Aramaic, And the Mefarshim say that it is written in Aramaic so that actually all of the next six psukim, from 11 to 16, which consists of that letter, should be read to the non-Jews in Aramaic so that they should understand clearly how the Jews are repudiating them. However, only Pasuk 11 is actually explicitly said in Aramaic to hint that the Jews should send, interpret the whole letter to the Goyim clearly and rebuke them and knock out their attempts to convert them into the ways of Avodah Zarah. Pasuk Yud Alef. Kidna temrun lehom elahaya dishmaya ve'alqa la'avadu ye'avadu me'ara u'mintihot shemaya elle. So, they are to say that the gods, this is how you should answer them. Right? Tell them this. The gods who did not create the heavens and the earth. They did not create the heavens and the earth. They will be destroyed from the earth and from under these this very same heavens. Pasuk Yud Bet. Ose eretz bekoho mechin tevel behokmato ubitfunato nata shamayim. Again now, flipping back to Hashem. However, Hashem, who made the earth with His strength, who established the world with His wisdom, and with His understanding, Natash Shamayim spread out the heavens. Again, to compare to the Avodah Zarah, did not do this. Pasuk Yud Gimel. L'kultito hamon mayim b'shamayim v'yaleh nisi'im מקסה הארץ, ברכים למטר עשה, ויוצא רוח מאוצרותיו. Again, continuing the theme of God creating the heavens and the earth, it says, לכל תיתו המון מים, at the sound of the time when he placed the masses of water in the heavens, at that moment he raised the clouds from the ends of the earth, ve'yaleh nisi'im mikseh ha'aretz, berakim lamatar asa. He made lightning bolts for the rain. And here we see part of the greatness, which says lightning bolts for the rain. Radak says that he put together two opposing forces, lightning, which represents fire, and rain, which represents water. Ve'yoseh ruach me'otzrotav, he brought wind from his treasure house. Pasuk Yud Dalet. Niv'ar kol adam mida'at, hovish kol soref mipasel, ki shecher nisiko ve'lo ruach bam. Here we're talking about the lack of wisdom of the Avodah Zarah. Every man lacks wisdom. And every goldsmith is embarrassed. These are the people that are creating the Avodah Zarah. From Mipasel, from his image. Ki sheker nisiko. Because his idol is just falsehood. Ve'lo ruach bam, and there is no life in it. Hevel hema ma'ase tatuim be'et pikudatam yovedu. Their vanity, work of those who err. Tatuim meaning like anashim to'im, those that are people who err. Be'et pikudatam, at their appointed time, they will be lost. And at the time when God is appointed to to destroy them. Pasuk Tetzayin. Lo ke'ele helek Yaakov. Unlike these, is helek Yaakov, the portion of Yaakov, which is the Nahala of Yaakov, which is actually Hashem himself. Ki yotzer hakol hu, because he's the creator of everything. Yisrael shevet nahalato. Although God is called, he was called, referred to as Helek Yaakov, now Yisrael is called Shevet Nahalato. The tribe of his heritage is Nahala. Adonai Tzevaot Shemo. It's Hashem Tzevaot. And again, we've said many times that Tzevaot is really, we call him Tzevaot, he is the God of power. Pasuk Yud Zayin. Now we're going to move to Yirmiyahu's prophecy about the Galut, and we're going to see Yirmiyahu actually beseech God here at this point for mercy and on behalf of the people. Ispi me'eretz kinatech yoshevet b'masor. So he's telling, gather your possessions from the land. Right, because they will be then taken by the attacking forces, and bring them into the city that you live under matzor, under siege. Pasuk Yud Chet. Ki ko amar Adonai, hinini koleya et yoshve haaretz bapa'am hazot, v'haseroti lahem lema'an yimsa'u. This is what God has said. Hineni koleat yoshvei haaretz. I am targeting. Kolea means a perfect target at yoshvei haaretz, the inhabitants of this land. Alternatively, kolea could be also to throw to a far distance, meaning I'm going to send them to a far galut. But pa'am hazot, on this time, if I should bring to contrast this with the previous attacks of Sanherib against Hezekiah, in which great miracles were performed against the attacking nation, where Malachim had killed all of the forces surrounding the city. Yirmiyahu is saying, that was then, but in this time, I will not do that. I will throw you far away. I will cause them to suffer so that they should find, and what does it mean they should find? They should find their punishments. Pasuk Yotet. Now Yirmiyah calls out, Oili al Shivri Nahla Makati Bani Amarti Azihali Ve'esainu. So the Nevi calls out, woe to me for my disaster, for my ason. Nahla makati, my wound is severe. Bani amarti, but I said, achzeholi, it's an illness. I can handle it. I will bear it. Pasukaf. Aholi shudad. My tent, which is really referring to all my homes. Shudad, here means not simply robbed, but even further destroyed, as the pasuk continues. All the ropes that hold it down, that hold down the tent, were undone. And Yerushalayim now is talking, Banai Yitzauni, my sons have left me, ve'enam, and they are no more. Inote od ohali, there is no one to pitch my tents, umikim yiriyatai, and to pull up my curtains. Meaning, it's as if the city of Jerusalem is mourning out and screaming about the galut. Ki nivaru haro'im, shepherds have been foolish, bet Adonai lo darashu, they did not seek God, al kin lo hiskilu, therefore they didn't succeed, chol maritam nafotza, and all their flocks were dispersed. Kol shemua hine ba'a, v'ra'ash gadol me'eretz safon, Lasum et arei Yehuda shmama me'on tanim. Right? So, the kol shmua, the news, which is a voice of a report of a news that came, and a great sound comes from the north, which is the, of course, invading enemy. Lasum et arei Yehuda shmama, to make the cities of Yehuda desolate. Me'on tanim, as we said before, me'on tanim, some interpret it as serpents, but others interpret it, the Da'at Mikra interprets it as a dwelling place of foxes, as we mentioned earlier, that when there is a desolate destruction, these animals that act as scavengers for corpses to feed on. Now, Yirmiyah, the prophet, calls out to God, almost as a cry for mercy. Pasuk Kav Gimel, Yadati Adonai ki lo le'adam darko, lo le'ish holech v'hachin et tzado. I know, Hashem, that man's path is not his own doing. And a man, nor can he walk and direct his own steps. This seems to be a very problematic pasuk, which seems to knock out all of free will. It seems to be the Nevi crying out in almost a fatalistic, predetermined idea that man cannot control his actions. And it seems to be that Yirmiyah is crying out to God in complaint of that. All the Mefarshim seem to question this and give different Perushim, because the simple reading of this Pasuk is very difficult. The Radak indicates that this is not talking about the justifying the Jews and their sins, but rather this is talking about the Nevi calling out and saying that the enemy, attacking enemy, Nebuchadnezzar and his forces will only come not by their own will, but as a messengers from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that are being sent. Pasuk Kaf Dalit. Yesereni Adonai ach b'mishpat al b'apicha pen tamiteni. So again, the Nevi is speaking on behalf of the nation. Yesereni Adonai, punish me, Hashem, ach b'mishpat, but only with justice and judgment. Al be'apecha, but not with your anger. You should not punish me with your anger. Pen tamiteni, because if you do that, you will diminish me, maybe even eventually destroy me. Pasuk hafe, shefor hamatecha laguyim asher lo yedaucha. ועל משפחות אשר בשמך לא קראו, כי אכלו את יעקב, ואכלוהו, ויכלוהו, ותנבהו השמו. Pour your anger upon the nations that have not known you, and upon the families that don't call out your name, because they devoured your nation, Yaakov, and they consumed it, and they annihilated it, and they have destroyed his dwelling. The Radak explains that this is addressed to the Navi to pour the anger on the Goyim. Why? Because they completely ignored you, right? They completely did not know you at all, and absolutely, totally ignored you. But the Jewish people, even if they sinned, they still acknowledge God's existence. They just move away from Him, but they eventually always have acknowledged Him and have never ignored Him. Good. How long was that?